Hi, and welcome to this week's regularly scheduled episode of Extra Serving, a podcast by Nation's Restaurant News. I am your host, Holly Petrie, here with the latest episode. This week, Joanna Fantozzi spoke to Alex Williams, Chief Brand Officer of Moe's Southwest Grill, about their brand refresh. Now, they were one of several this week to release a brand refresh, and one of a dozen, maybe, in the past few months. But Joanna and Alex are talking about what it means for Moe's. You know, what a new logo, what a new menu, what all of this means for the company, for its franchisees, and what customers can expect. Now, before I turn it over to Joanna, I do just want to say we have a few housekeeping notes. We did have two episodes of Snapshots of Success come out this week, so please be sure to check those out. The first one from Tuesday of this week was with Nick Kenner, CEO of Just Salad, and the other is Sal Malilli, president of Hooters, and that comes out today, so definitely be sure to check that out. And they're really great conversations. They're with two brands that saw positive same-store sales in 2020. A lot of people didn't achieve that, so we decided to highlight some of these, and we're just moving through our snapshots of success. These two are really interesting from two totally different sides of the food service industry, so be sure to check those out. And now, here is Joanna with Alex Williams, Chief Brand Officer for Moe's.
Alex, could you get us caught up with on the changes that Moe's has experienced because of, during, and after the pandemic?
Yeah, so Joanna, great to be with you today. A lot has transpired for the Moe's brand during and after the pandemic. One of the things that I'll say is it's a brand that, you know, is 20 years old. We didn't have the convenience of drive-throughs, and we had to make a number of changes to be prepared for that that time during the pandemic. You know, one of the first things I think we did was worked on, you know, our new mobile app so it could be easier for our guests to use the app and use Moe's continually, because when the restaurant shut down, our guests are used to coming inside, ordering, you know, down the line, customizing their orders, you know, accordingly. So that was one of the first things we did. I think the other thing that happened during that pandemic was the franchisee community collaborated together to come up with what we call meal kits. And these meal kits were like in replacement of what other brands did in terms of family meals. And so we came up with the taco, a nacho, and a fajita kit, which made it easier for families to come into Moe's, order online, pick up in restaurant, take home, and enjoy the food at home. So they did have the opportunity to still get the extension of Moe's at home through these meal kits, which were, you know, a big deal. You know, the other thing we certainly had to do, as most brands did, was make sure that, you know, our restaurants were safely operated. So PPE and, you know, making sure we were, you know, washing hands more frequently, and then ensuring that our guests were safe as they came into those environments as well. So it was a huge change for us as a brand because, as I said, we didn't have some of those conveniences. I think the other thing that happened as well, we're already planning to work on, you know, three strategic objectives. You know, the first being modernizing the brand, second being winning with food, and then third being making it easy. So I talked about some of those things within the midst of that. But during this pandemic, we were also able to, you know, implement some things inside the restaurant that were different, like metal trays. We updated the app. We put up some new iconography in the restaurant that represented, you know, where we're going to be going into the future. We came up with some new menu items that we tested during this time frame as well. So it was a plethora of things that we did to really, you know, accelerate the brand and continue to make the brand relevant during that particular time that I think turned out to be very positive.
Mm-hmm. And how would you kind of describe the current brand and store refresh?
Yeah, so this is something that's really exciting for me because, you know, we're continuing to, you know, evolve the brand. And, you know, during the pandemic, it's a challenging time because, you know, the sales are down. And so we're trying to do this in a two-phased approach. So we started with this bridge plan that we're pretty excited about, where we went into the restaurants. We had made a number of changes that I talked about, you know, with the metal trays, with the new menu boards, with the painting, with the graphics. But one of the things, Joanna, that we noticed was there was no significant change on the outside. And in the midst of this pandemic, we came up with the new Moe's logo. And so while the restaurants looked refreshed inside, there was no change signifying change on the outside. So we came up with the idea of, let's just put this new logo on some of these remodeled restaurants. Let's put up some new umbrellas. Let's make sure we put up some new branding on the outside, because then the customer will not only notice, but I think they would give us credit because they love our food. And so when we started to do that in Rochester, New York, and we did it in Nashville, Tennessee, we started to notice there was a significant change. When they came inside, they said, wow, this is different. And one of our franchisees in Rochester did an amazing job of, you know, modernizing the inside of his restaurants. He actually retrained all of his employees in terms of, you know, operational standards and procedures, and it paid big dividends. I visited that restaurant probably sometime in late December last year. And when I spoke with Roger, I said, let's go ahead and put up the new sign on the outside so that people will notice even more about your restaurants. And we did that. And we finished those projects. It was about 8 restaurants in February. And it was an immediate change in terms of what the customers saw, how they felt about it. The staff felt good about it, right? Because all of a sudden now we had this new logo. We had some new graphics on the outside. People noticed. They said, wow, that's a different logo, but it's still Moe's. And so I think that piece, you know, was truly exciting. The other pieces that we did were, you know, upgrading our back office systems, our POS systems, so that we could handle, you know, all of the things that were coming in on, you know, in terms of mobile orders, first party orders, third party orders. And then we added a second line to the operating platform, because then we could actually separate the functions between who were customers eating inside versus customers, you know, who just wanted to come in and order off premise. And so that made, you know, a significant impact. And not only did our customers give us credit for it, but so did our employees. They liked the fact that it simplified the model, made it easier to, you know, manage their guests who were coming inside, and then, you know, I would say seamlessly manage the guests who were coming through off premise.
I'd like to go back to talking about that that new training program that franchisee implemented. How is that different than previously?
It wasn't really different. He just went back and just retrained all his employees on the basics of Moe's, the operating procedures, the systems. How do you roll a burrito? How do you engage with guests? Keeping the restaurant clean. So it was just really executing the operating models that we had in place. And he just wanted to re-hit that with his employees to ensure that when the guests came back inside, they actually got a good experience.
Mm-hmm. And you touched a bit on the POS systems, but how in general does technology play a role in the brand refresh?
Yeah, so I think it's, you know, one of those things that's really important, because one of the things I didn't talk about was we're developing a new prototype right now. And in this new prototype, it'll be an 1,800 square foot drive-through, so a little bit smaller footprint. We're actually going to have curbside available in that particular platform. We're working on some digital engagements that we can, you know, make it easier for our guests to use Moe's as well. And so the way I see digital is an enabler to make the guest experience more seamless and, you know, more convenient. So it kind of matches with what they see, you know, in other, you know, experiences that they have with other, you know, in the food industry or even in the retail industry.
It seems like the restaurant industry in general is going in that direction with smaller footprints and the emphasis on digital. Do you think that's a trend that will last?
I do, because it's all about convenience for guests today. They're always in a hurry. They're always on the go. And we're in the intersection of that, you know, transaction that they're trying to make from, you know, home to work or home, you know, to school. And so the easier we can make that transaction, the more seamless that we can make that transaction using technology will make that, you know, easier for them to choose us when they want, you know, food or have food needs for whatever they, you know, the events or, you know, things they're trying to manage through.
Mm-hmm. And has that new store prototype been opened yet?
We don't have it open just yet. We're in the midst of getting the first phases, because we're really trying to also redefine the entire customer journey. So from the time they enter the property to the time they enter the restaurant, what does it feel like when they walk into the restaurant? What do they see? What are some of the food elements we're going to offer? What are some of the beverage elements we're going to offer? What role does digital play in that customer journey as well? And then along with this, as well as, you know, you get into things like first party, third party, where does that area get set up in the restaurant to make it easy and convenient for the crew to put the food for the drivers to pick up or the customers to pick up, but also make it easier for the crew to put that out as well. So
right.
We're still in the midst of finalizing that.
Okay. So people kind of know where they should go when they walk into the restaurant then.
Yeah, know where they should go and how they should feel during that experience. And then, you know, one of the things that we've been working on as a part of a promotional activity is Kids Eat Free. And we started that in April of this year. And we've seen a lot of positive impact because we wanted to, you know, find a way to celebrate families and have families come back to Moe's. And we thought Sunday would be a great way to do that. And the initiative has really paid off, you know, dividends in terms of families feeling good about coming back into our restaurants. Kids who are under 12 eat free as long as they get an entree purchased by their parents. And then I share this to say we're also thinking about in our new prototype, what role does engagement with kids and families play as well? So that will be a significant part of where we take this journey in the future as well.
Okay, that's really interesting. And kind of what do you think, how do you think that signifies how Moe's has sort of evolved over the years? And like, I mean, I'm sure you can't reveal too much about the new prototype, but kind of to kick off of from what you just said, what role do kids and family kind of play in that redesign?
Yeah, so I think when we kicked off initially in you know, the early 2000s, it was more of kind of what I'd call today a millennial kind of experience. And so when you think about those millennials back then, now they're parents, right? And they love Moe's. And so I think this gives us an opportunity to attract them back or continue to develop those guest backs with their families. And then also, you know, also the ability to attract, you know, even millennials today. And so I think the family experience plays a significant part of who we are. And some of those guests were probably some of our first Moe's guests at one point in time as well. And so the quality food that we serve, the atmosphere that we're creating now with some of these new prototypes and some of these remodels, I think will serve in a way that will kind of play on who we are as a brand and, you know, fun, vibrant, and exciting, and a place to get, you know, a great burrito, bowl, or a stack.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And from the refresh that you've already done, or what has been customer reaction and employee reaction to that?
Well, I think I said this before. The one thing when they notice first the new logo, our logo, the original, had the chili pepper in it. We maintained that. We changed the color a little bit, but it was still part of the nostalgia of the brand that was originally created. So they noticed that first. And then when you walk into Moe's, you expect welcome to Moe's. You expect to hear that. It was nostalgic in the early 2000s and is equally nostalgic today. And so that experience, if you don't hear it or our guests don't hear it, that becomes a point of disappointment, I believe, based on everything that I've heard and talking to guests and, you know, watching their reactions when you're in the restaurant. So typically, I was in New York a couple weeks ago, and we all just yelled, "Welcome to Moe's," to this one customer, and you could see the excitement on her face as she was walking in. And so I think that's a big part of it. And then just these new and vibrant environments that we're trying to create, brightening the restaurants, putting in the new technology, adding in things that would be more convenient for families, I think, you know, makes that exciting and causes guests to want to come back more often.
For sure. Well, hearing more details of the new prototypes as they roll out. And something I like to ask is, what is on your to-do list in 2021, and what is on your wish list for the future for Moe's?
Well, that's a great question. So again, you know, as I said before, we're focused in on our strategic priorities, which really are driving the efforts that we're creating. So, you know, the first thing is around modernizing the brand. We're building a bridge to get that done. We're working on developing, you know, plans to remodel, you know, the remainder of the base. And then we're working on that new prototype to really kind of consolidate, you know, the entire portfolio to make it modern, vibrant, and fresh. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we're working on, you know, our food platforms. And so we're developing two new platforms, premium platforms, a beverage platform as well as a dessert platform. So we've begun to introduce strawberry lemonades and regular lemonades, some remodeled tea programs. So we have sweet on sweet, and we'll have a flavor. We're starting here in Atlanta with the peach, and we'll explore other flavors for other regional areas. And then we did something that I think most guests are excited about, is we put in what we call crushed ice. In the South, it's called chewable ice, very similar to what you see at some other brands and retailers, but customers in the South love it because they like to chew ice, and it makes for a great drink. And so that beverage platform is a significant piece of what we're trying to get accomplished for the future. And then we're also working through what a new premium dessert platform would look like as well, because today we only have the cookies that typically go into our kids' meals. So we're trying to find a way to extend and grow desserts in a premium way. And so those are the things that we're working on from a food perspective. And then the last piece of what we're working on this year is how do we make it easier for our guests to use Moe's through technology, convenience, and value. And then the other piece around making it easy for our crew and managers to execute the platforms we have in the restaurant. So simplifying recipes, menu items, cook procedures. So all of those things so that we can continually serve our guests more efficiently.
And what are some of the challenges of kind of introducing new new menu category platforms?
Yeah, so I think the biggest challenge is finding, you know, ways to create what we'll call LTOs that would be interesting for our guests to, you know, want. We did a couple last year that what I'll call is they had the ability, they made it easy to earn their way onto our calendar for this year. So we did steak and potato, which was a huge hit. Guests really liked it. And who knew that you could put steak and potato in a burrito and people would love it. And then we did this celebration in December of last year, which was the celebration of our 20th year anniversary, our birthday. And it was a grande homewrecker. So it was an iconic burrito that we developed 20 years ago. We just made it larger. And believe it or not, it was a huge hit. It was very Instagrammable, where people were sharing it, because it's a 14-inch burrito that's fully stuffed. And I found myself in a contest eating one with my former VP of Ops. And I would like to say I won, but he cheated, I think, later on, because he couldn't keep his all in the same place. And so we had a lot of fun with that. We did a Facebook chat for all of our employees, and they found that to be very exciting. And so we're continuing to explore new ingredients, new items that we could, put into burritos, bowls, and some of our stacks that would create some new flavor profiles. And, you know, with that in mind, we just launched the Buffalo Queso Taco probably a week or so ago. And it's seemingly doing really well, and creates a spicy taste with Frank's Buffalo Sauce. And so we're excited about that. So we're going to continue to work through things like that to create new food platforms.
Yeah, we had that in our menu tracker. It looked really, really great. I love buffalo flavoring, so I'm a big fan of that.
Where are you located?
I'm in Queens, New York.
Queens. I don't know any restaurants in Queens, but we have a lot in Long Island.
I know. I'm actually from Long Island, and there is one in my hometown. So, but yeah, it sounds like a lot of what you guys are like playing with in terms of at least the menu and customer experience is a lot of creativity, and seems like that's kind of like the focus.
Yeah, a lot of creativity, a lot of convenience, accessibility to ensure that, you know, I guess experience will be one that will be repeatable for them every week, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, awesome. I think then that's all the questions I have. Thank you so much for talking to me today. This is great.
Well, thank you as well, and welcome to Moe's, and go over to Long Island and get that Buffalo Queso Taco.
Yes, I definitely will, because I'm definitely craving that now.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Extra Serving, a podcast by Nation's Restaurant News. This episode was recorded and written by Joanna Fantozzi and was produced by me, Holly Petrie. Please be sure to tune in next week for our Snapshots of Success on Tuesday and Friday. We have conversations with Bubba Coos Burritos and Bonchon, so worth a listen. Have a great day and a safe weekend.